Transformed Land in Charlestown. The main image is a photograph of a large mural painted by Joshua Weiner on the walls of the Brook Street Underpass in Brighton, Massachusetts. It depicts Massachusetts women and men engaged in seasonal encampment activities during the pre-colonial era. To ensure the authenticity of his murals, Joshua Weiner worked closely with the contemporary Native American community. Mr. Weiner invited members of the Massachusetts Ponkapog tribe to pose for the portraits in his studio. Three women and a girl are harvesting corn, while a fourth woman kneels along the bank digging for mussels with a long tool. Next to her is a basket half filled with mussels. In the top left corner, a man stands with a fishing spear. In back of him, one sees a fish weir. In the bottom right corner are three crows, a traditional sign of good luck. While the mural depicts members of the Massachusetts tribe working along the Charles River in Watertown, the seasonal villages there, as well as the fishing and farming activities, would have been the same as in villages closer to the mouth of the river and along Boston Harbor. The first people lived in this region for thousands of years. Their descendants, the Massachusetts, named what we now call Charlestown, Mishawam, Great Springs. They gathered here and at other harbor locations seasonally to farm and hunt for food. The English purchased Mishawam from the principal sachem, the Queen of the Massachusetts. They renamed the peninsula and built homes around City Square. But this part of Charlestown remained as farmland until 1801, when the federal government bought it to establish the Charlestown Navy Yard. The Navy soon filled mud flats and marsh, making land for wharves and shipbuilding. In the 1830s, seawalls were constructed along the outer edges of the mudflats. This marked the end of made land in this section of the Navy Yard. The seawall remains in place today, to your right. The land, however, would undergo yet another transformation after the Navy Yard closed in 1974. In the decades since, housing has sprung up along the waterfront, where the Massachusetts people once fished, harvested shellfish, and launched canoes. There are four elements on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first is a quote from Voyage of Samuel de Champlain, 1604 through 1608, the French explorer's journal. De Champlain is believed to have anchored between what is now Charlestown, a peninsula at the time, and East Boston, which was an island. On July 17, 1605, quote, "We anchored near an island where we observed many smokes along the shore. There was a great deal of land cleared up and planted with Indian corn. The country is very pleasant and agreeable, and there's no lack of fine trees. The canoes of those who live there are made of a single piece, and are very liable to turn over if one is not skillful in managing them." End of quote. Next is John White's small colored illustration from 1585 of Native Americans living in present-day North Carolina. It shows a small fire with a wooden rack above it on which two fish are cooking. On the right side of the rack, two fish are hanging, perhaps smoking. Like other coastal tribes, the Massachusetts people both farmed and thrived on abundant marine resources in the estuary, where fresh river water mixed with ocean water, as it does just beyond this point of land, where the Mystic River flows into the harbor. John White's illustrations were published by Theodore Debris in Americae Pars Decima. The next image is a map of the Charlestown Peninsula, a detail from Sir Thomas Page's map of 1775. It shows the Mystic River north of the peninsula and how Charlestown used to be connected to the mainland by a narrow neck and surrounded by mudflats and salt marsh. On the east shore of the peninsula, a red circle indicates where the Queen of Massachusetts, principal sachem over all northern Massachusetts bands, lived for a time in a small Indian village. That area is now Bunker Hill Community College. The last image is a reconstructed plan of the Charlestown Navy Yard in 1834, showing the seawalls that had just been built. They remain in place today. Shaded areas on the plan indicate land made between 1823 and 1834, including one large area just south of here. The plan also shows that the area where Harbor View now stands was flanked by a large timber dock, where lumber was preserved underwater, and a ship house, where Navy vessels were built. The plan is from the book Gaining Ground, A History of Landmaking in Boston, by Nancy S. Seascholes.